This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lady Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. So happy to be here tonight, kicking it off. Hi, Basha.
Hey, Tian.
Look, if you'd like to get in on the conversation tonight, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949, or you can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, what have we got coming up tonight?
Well, first, I just wanted to say thanks to Gay Newsweek for yet another very informative show.
I love those guys.
I do. They're great.
We all had a bit of a dance around in the studio, which was nice and, you know, energetic for us to start
and
off
they
our
were
show.
Playing, and they were playing It's Raining Men, and I was sort of dancing around outside.
I love it. I love it. They have great style, those guys. Now, what do we have coming up tonight? It's a big show.
It is a big show. So we're going to be talking about the Young and Dumb Call-Out. We'll explain what that is later on.
More information shall follow.
Being out in the workplace, are you? If not, why? Why not?
We do want to hear from you if so, you are in or out at work and what your experiences have been with that. So definitely get in contact with us.
We're going to talk about the doctor that has divided a university by telling a gay student to seek hormone testing.
Ah, bah humbug. He's no fun.
No, he's not. And a lesson in acceptance where schools are encouraged to tackle homophobia head on. And of course, our events listings for the weekend.
We do have a couple of events this weekend. It's going to be pretty cool. I've got some daytime stuff though.
Really?
Yes. For those night owls, they might not like it. But this daytime stuff's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's good. Sometimes you just need to go out during the day.
It's true. Sometimes you do need to go out during the day. Vitamin D is very important for us.
It is.
Now, look, what is this young and dumb thing, okay?
Yes, please explain, because you sent me this and I have no idea. And I was like, what is this?
Bertie Blackman is a very, very talented singer-songwriter. And this is really cool because what they've come up with is they want people to submit something young, something dumb, or something both. So basically, they're going to create a music video for the song Young and Dumb. And they want young people who are in love to sing the lyrics, dance, carry on like banshees, do young stuff and dumb stuff. And they do actually say here, please don't do anything that's really dumb. So, you know,
or inappropriate.
Behave yourselves. It's actually really cool. And, you know, you can do this for free. They have, you know, specific things that they want you to follow by. So, you know, do it with HD if possible, if you can shoot it in HD. One cohesive piece of film is going to create this huge video clip of all of these hundreds of people doing all these really cool things.
And it'd be really cool if we got people from all around the world participating in this.
It would be cool. I want, like, all different nationalities. Doesn't matter what, you know, gender you are. Doesn't matter who you identify as. Whatever. I think it would be really cool if everyone gets involved. And Bertie Blackman rocks.
Sounds really cool.
It does sound really cool.
So now you've explained, it sounds a lot better.
Look, I'm going to put up the link for this on our Laylink Facebook page, which you can find by going to joy.org.au, and we'll be at the top at the moment because our program is currently on air. You can link up with us via social media by jumping onto that one. It's going to be cool. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink, on Joy. Welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Look, just before the break, we were talking about Bertie Blackman's Young and Dumb campaign to get a whole heap of people involved and make the biggest video clip of people doing young and dumb things within, you know,
the realms of intelligence.
Exactly. You are listening to Basha and Tian. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can even hook up with us on Facebook by going to joy.org.au and finding our program page. What else have we got on tonight?
We're going to now be talking about being out in the workplace.
Have I got a story for you?
Yeah, I know, because you were going to tell me and you said I have to wait until the show.
You do. This is really cool. This happened to me yesterday, and so this one's a bit on the fly. Now, I take a lot of calls in my line of work. I'm not in a call centre, but I do take a lot of calls. And I actually realised that the person who called me the other day is a wonderful woman that I used to take a lot of calls from about 3 years ago, right? And I hadn't spoken to her since I moved out of that area into this new role. And she said, how are you going? You know, what's going on with you? Tell me about your life. Are you still single? She had tried to, I guess you could say, hook me up with one of her co-workers who is male. It clearly didn't work out.
You went out with him?
No. Well, oh. Because, you know,
yeah, but
gay.
I know, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was polite enough to catch up for coffee. Anyway, so I said to her.
So you did go out?
Well, technically, yes.
A lesbian coffee date.
There was no sparks.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah. She said, you know, are you still single? I went, well, no, actually, I'm not single. I'm actually with someone. And she went, oh, dish, you know, tell me who it is, what's going on? And I said, well, it's a bit awkward. It's a bit strange. I don't know if I can tell you. And I sort of really quickly rushed out, it's with a woman. And she went, oh. And I sort of thought, oh, this is going to be the end of this friendship. And all of a sudden she went, well, good for you.
Oh, in that really voice.
Yeah. And she was really nice. And it was such a positive experience for me to have her be that way because I didn't expect it. I knew she was a pretty cool chick, but I didn't know if it was going to go over that well. And she went on to ask questions about my partner and I told her all the dirty details that you do. And it was really positive and it made me feel really, really good about being out at work. Now, I firmly believe that being out at work is just a part of who I am and people can just suck it up and go with it because I'm not going to change or pretend I'm someone different. And it was great because it just cemented all that for me and made me feel really positive about it. So I want to know if anyone else has had a really positive experience about coming out at work. And you can do that by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even sending us an email at onair@joy.org.au. But have you ever had an experience like that?
Well, see, I'm not actually out at work. It's a personal choice. I don't dictate this on anybody. One of the reasons is where I sit in the food chain, I sit sort of middle management. And as I...
Hello, middle management.
And as I move up the ladder, which I intend to do, I have a feeling that, you know, the men's club, the glass ceiling, will not be ready for a lesbian at the helm.
Probably not.
No.
No.
So, you know, and I don't want to be the discussion at the water cooler or people, you know, having that topic and as I come in the room they stop talking and that. I don't want to be that. I don't think it's anyone's business. It doesn't change who I am and how I do my job to what I do outside of the workplace. If people happen to find out, then fair enough. You know, it's not a big deal. One of my old bosses found out because he was listening to the radio. And
hi.
Yes, he rang me up
what
a few weeks.
What was he doing listening to gay radio?
Oh, he's gay.
Oh, well, there you go.
But you know,
everyone's friends.
But, you know, he rang me up to just say, hey, you know, heard you on the radio, really cool. But he did it in a very private environment because he realised that I was not going to tell people.
Of course.
And, yeah, it was good and I found that okay. I got you some statistics about being out in the workplace.
You do love your statistics,
I do love my stats.
You?
I do. I found this really good research project that they'd done in Canada, because that's probably as similar as you'll get to Australia.
Yeah, we're both pretty cruisy, laid-back places, aren't
we?
Yeah.
And they were asking people how difficult or how easy they felt, you know, to admit homosexuality in the workplace. And 61% of the people said that they found that difficult. Now, the sample size of this survey was 1,525, which is actually not a bad sample for a survey. You know, and then they were asking your reaction to homosexuality in the workplace. And most found that it was quite easy, that, you know, 37% were quite supportive. So around the high 30s of colleagues, management and even clients were quite supportive. So they found that it was actually a good thing that they'd done. But, you know, that's not saying that the other percentage were against it. It's saying that some of those people actually weren't responding, so they weren't actually going to answer the question or they haven't done it.
Mm. Which is understandable. I mean, some people might not feel comfortable even taking the survey in case their details somehow get leaked.
You know, well, it's all anonymous always when you're doing things like this.
Mm. Now, I mean, I think it's really interesting because I'm in an office where there's about 60 or 70 odd people and we have a very tense culture in our office and we usually have. That's just the way it is because of the high volume of workflow that we get. And the different personalities and the different interactions in our office are fascinating to me. And I kind of wonder where I sit in that and how people view me. So it creates a little bit of introspection, one might say.
Mm.
But I think for me, being out at work is, I wouldn't say that I scream it. My haircut probably gives it away to most people.
You look like a lesbian.
Yeah. But I don't hide it, you know, and I never would. And if someone asked me about my partner, I would say, you know, yeah, that's Nat. Yes, that's a woman. Don't be shocked. Look at my hair. You know? So,
do you still have your gay calculator?
I do still have a rainbow calculator at work. Yes, I do.
So then they might get that from that.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know,
hopefully.
Just slowly setting the message out there.
But I do know that there are some people that are still just completely oblivious. We were sitting around the lunch table a couple of weeks ago and one of them, we were talking about, somehow we got onto the subject of gay marriage and everyone around the lunch table who I choose to have lunch with are all very pro-choice and pro-life and, you know, whatever. whatever, loving it. And they were all saying, oh, yeah, it's silly, you know, it just should be okay and everything. And this one woman who is kind of new to the table piped up and was like, yeah, you know, I don't understand why it's not okay for gay people to get married. And as she, afterwards, as she left, one of my colleagues was sitting there and she looked at me and she went, I don't think she knows you're gay. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how she could miss it, but okay. Maybe they just think I have a really modern hairdo or something.
Possibly,
know.
You know. It's well, a, you know, yeah. A lot of fashion designers are sort of stealing this sort of haircut,
well,
giving
are.
It to straight women.
They are.
But I just wanted to mention in this case, you know, in regards to discrimination in the workplace, if you want to broach this subject in your workplace and you want to maybe open a doorway or open a discussion, there's a really good website, Idaho, and 17th of May is International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, and they have a lot of resources available on their website. Now, we're going to put a link to that later on our show. And, yeah, so you can sort of get their flyers and maybe just leave them around the tea room so that you can sort of...
I've been thinking about doing something
yeah,
like
just,
that.
Just
dodgy,
have them there,
you know?
Just so that they're there and people pick them up and have a read. And it just explains to them that, you know, what the community's about, who these people are, that we're quite normal, that we...
We are your neighbours.
You know, that we're there. You know, and especially if you're in this particular field in your workplace, if you're a teacher or something, there are supportive networks out there. So you just need to hit Google and look for those networks out there, because then you can find people who are going to be supportive in your area.
All right. Well, you are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. You can get in on the conversation, and we love it when you do. Send us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Get in on the conversation and send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Just before the break, we were talking about being out at work and sharing Basha and I's experiences of being out and not out at work. Now, someone's actually sent us a text.
Yes, Paul from Sydney. He's a preschool teacher and he was saying that he's been out for 2 years and he was very pleased that his employer had several lesbian employees, but he just didn't feel comfortable. You know, he still lived a closeted life until she hired a very out and flamboyant gay guy, and then he felt it safe to be honest with the world.
Yes!
Now it's awesome.
Yes!
So, yay, Paul.
That
we
is,
love it.
That is great. That is really great. And you know, I feel supported at work being out as well. My managers are both really okay with it, and they even ask after my partner and see how she's going occasionally, so it makes me feel really good.
And we've just got a message here from Diana, and she's saying that in her first two workplaces, she stayed in the closet and it was very difficult because she was constantly lying about herself, her sexual orientation, etc. This became even more exhausting, and then she decided to be out and proud and is currently out in her workplace, and she feels so much better, and not the only gay in the village makes it being easier.
I wish I was not the only gay in the village. That would make me feel better too. Because I'm the only one there, as far as I know.
Hold on, I thought you said there were lots of gay women in your workplace.
Well, there's a couple of maybes.
Yeah.
but no definites. There's just a few that worry me, I think. Not so much gay, just worry me. If you do want to get in on the conversation, you can do so, as I said, by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even emailing it onair@joy.org.au. Head over to our program page on joy.org.au and link up with us on social media as well. Miss B?
Yes, so I found this interesting article again. I seem to say that a lot.
You find a lot of interesting articles.
It's because I read lots of stuff. Anyway, so the article is entitled Doctor Divides University, Gay Student Told to Seek Hormone Testing. So at the University of Canberra, what's happened is that a Catholic doctor is part of the university medical centre, and this doctor refuses to prescribe contraceptive medication to anyone and is quite adamant about the fact that she's Catholic and she doesn't believe in all these kind of things and all this kind of stuff. So it's quite interesting. And this young guy had heard about some other people's complaints. So this lady had gone in there looking for contraceptive, not realising that the doctor was like this, and asked. And the doctor blatantly refused to give her anything. And she sort of sat there thinking, now I've been on the pill for many years. If I was someone new to this, it would be quite, you know, difficult if I'm going in and asking for something and the doctor blatantly refuses. You know, she said that there's another doctor there, so you can just go see them. And so this guy who wrote this article, Kent, went to visit her. I thought, well, I'm going to go and visit her. And he was talking to her and he was asking her about the rhythm method.
What's the rhythm method?
Well, the rhythm method is something that the Catholic Church preaches. It's basically you've got to time it correctly so that the woman is not, you know, ovulating at the time. So you're not using any contraceptive.
Okay.
It's not a very
I'm a scientific believer in being safe.
Yeah, it's not a very scientific method. Well, this is, of course, for married couples because of the Catholic Church. But, you know, it's not a very
because they could never transfer STDs between each other, could they?
And it doesn't always work. So I know a lot of people who have kids because they've been using the rhythm method. So, yes, older people, of course. But,
doesn't
you know,
work.
It doesn't work.
Use a condom. Take the pill. But always use a condom.
Anyway, so Kent went to visit her and then he decided that during his consultation while he was talking to her, he brought up the subject about being same-sex attracted and that he was feeling a bit weird about this. And to this, she then said, well, you know, that she chatted to him and said, look, maybe we should maybe doing a hormone test on you and see what's going on, and referred him to talk to a priest.
And it also says here that allegedly she suggested a hormone treatment such as Implanon. Now, if you don't know what Implanon is, it's basically a contraceptive that is placed under the skin for women who, you know, don't like the pill or they can't go on the pill for whatever reason. And she's actually prescribing this to a young man, which, okay, I've never heard of it being prescribed to men before.
Well, she's trying to claim that, you know, she's trying to lower his testosterone levels. Like thinking that this will now help his problem.
Lower the estrogen levels, you mean? Because you wouldn't want to make the testosterone levels higher, wouldn't
you? No, you want to lower the testosterone. I don't know.
It's
anyway,
all too complex.
We'll get messages shortly, people correcting us. But, you know, it's interesting because it is hearsay. So what he's saying and what she's saying is all difficult. Now, they took this complaint to the university and actually made a formal complaint. And the university decided that due to the fact that it is hearsay, they couldn't really make a determination on the findings and decided that she was going to continue working there, and that now what they've done on her door, it basically says that she will not prescribe contraceptive, so that people going in will know that.
Mm.
So I think that's at least a step in the right direction. And he's claiming that he didn't want her to lose her job. He just wants her to maybe be a bit more accepting, but that's going against her religious beliefs. So,
but, I mean, you've got to draw a line there. I mean, is it against your religious beliefs to prescribe contraception, or is it worse that one of your patients could possibly get pregnant and ruin their life if they're not prepared for it?
Well, this is, you know, this is the issue. And being a university...
Where does doctor-patient care come in to this? That's what I'm thinking. That's where I'm coming from.
No, it is a very interesting issue, and it's just sort of difficult. And it's funny because I went doing some further research. I went on to it's Catholica. It's a worldly Catholic, I can't even say the word now, website, and it's basically a forum where people are meeting for all around the world and discussing issues that are interested in them. And it was great to listen to some of the comments that the people were making, and you know, they were all in support, saying that it is a difficult situation, the doctor has as much right to follow her conscience as the student, you know, I guess she should be making it clearer, you know, with the signs on the door. So, you know, that's sort of some of the comments people were making. And they were writing that, I wonder if the priest used the implant or was referring it as an endorsement. So it was quite funny. And one person suggested that the fact that she's allowed to do this because it's against her religious beliefs, and this particular person was a lawyer. So
we've got to respect her right to choose, but she can't respect ours.
Okay. Pretty much.
Lovely. All right. Well, look, if you do want to get in on the conversation and share your opinion about this pesky little doctor in Canberra, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427 JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. You are listening to Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Jump in on the conversation tonight. You can send us a text on 0427 JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also head over to our program page, which is on joy.org.au, and link up with us on social media.
Really?
Social. Faux show. No, I don't have enough flavour to do that.
Okay, all right. Good.
Look, we have had a cracking show tonight and we're still going, so, you know, hold out. We're nearly there. What have we been talking about, Basha?
We've been talking about the Young and Dumb call out
for Bertie Blackman's video clip.
Being out in the workplace.
And I'm out, but you're not out.
No.
The
doctor that divided a university by telling a student to seek hormone testing. Yes.
I'm still not happy about it. I'm really not. In fact, I'm going to put it in the little shoebox and not think about it again.
Yeah.
It makes me angry.
Again, it's all hearsay, so it's really difficult to make an opinion. But, you know, I don't know. It's difficult. But
look, you found an interesting article earlier in the week.
Tell
another
me
about
one.
It. Tell me.
It was entitled A Lesson in Acceptance. Now, it's part of the KC Weekly Cranbourne paper.
So, Cranbourne. Whereabouts is Cranbourne? It's in Victoria.
Yeah, it's in Victoria, but, you know.
It's a suburb in Victoria.
Yeah, that I know. I know where it is, but I don't know. Don't ask me.
It's,
southeast, west. I don't know.
It's on the way outskirts of Melbourne.
Yes. And it was in their weekly gazette. So those lovely gazettes you get every week in your letterbox. You know,
I
it was in
mine.
There.
I love mine.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, I read it every single week because it tells me all of the dodgy stuff that's happened in my area. And I get freaked out and also give myself nightmares, but that's irrelevant. Moving on.
Moving on. Well, they had an interesting article in regards to, you know, acceptance about being gay. So this young boy, he's now in his 20s, but Sim Kennedy was talking about the fact that when he was a child and a teenager, he found it difficult at school that people were prying into his personal life and calling him not appropriate names, which I will not mention on air, and that the fact that if teachers knew about this that he was getting picked on, they weren't really doing anything. And someone else he knew in the school that had been getting similar treatment a few years earlier basically got told that from the teachers that to stop the harassment, they need to act differently or leave. So the teacher was very unaccepting of this individual. And he was a good student. He was near the top of his class. He didn't attract too much attention. And his teachers in the school liked him. And he found it very difficult, you know, dealing in this situation where he was getting picked on and there was no support for him. And after he finished school, of course, he went and had to get a bit of therapy and read a lot of books and try to come to terms with it. And then he did his bachelor in youth work. So he's now decided that he's going to put his Bachelor of Youth Work to good use, and he's now turning, you know, he's involved in the No to Homophobia campaign, so people may remember we have mentioned it on the show previously.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now to basically talking to schools to say, look, you're living in denial if you don't think that you have, you know, gay, lesbian, transgender, questioning, you know, everyone in the rainbow in that school environment, and that you have to understand that they're there and you need to maybe offer them some help or try and change the culture within the school that these kids feel safer to come out or that they have somewhere that they can go in the school to get this support that they're requiring.
Now, it's also important to mention Sim is actually the president of Y-Gender, and that's a group for young gender diverse and transgender people. So if you are in a position where you are a young gender diverse and trans person, then you should Google Y-Gender because they're an absolutely fantastic group and the work that they do to support each other and support the community is just amazing.
Yeah, so he's basically looking at doing this and pushing it back onto the schools to sort of take some responsibility, which I think is a really good idea to give these kids, you know, that support that they need. And just on a side note, the No to Homophobia campaign has been nominated for the Tim, hold on, let me grab this and read it correctly, from the Tim McCoy Award for Outstanding Work in Community Education. So it's great that they're getting support within not just our community, but the broader community.
Now, Bush, you shared your coming out experiences with me before. You weren't out in high school, but did you ever see any homophobia in high school?
In high school, not so much. I remember an instance in primary school. There was a really nice boy, rather delicate, and he was getting picked on a lot. And his story, unfortunately, ended very tragically.
It's interesting because I remember last time that I went to high school, which was a while ago, it was actually interesting for me because I found that the group of people who were queer in my school all kind of came together and they had like a little gang. They were like the queer gang, but they weren't outcasted or anything like that, and there wasn't really any homophobic slurs that were going on towards them that I could see anyway. And, you know, it was just normal. It was normal. And this was in Queensland. So I think that says a lot as well, knowing their history, which hasn't been very nice.
No, but, you know, it's great to see that they've got these campaigns like the It Gets Better campaign and No to Homophobia. And it's nice to see that these groups are being spread into the community and people are embracing them and sharing them there to help these kids who are in a difficult situation. Look, as I've said previously on the show, high school is very difficult in itself. Mm. And being in a minority group, it makes it even more harder. So you want as much support
It's not fun. Look, if you do want to share your opinion about being at school and whether you've actually witnessed homophobic bullying or whether you've actually been the one that's the victim, you can let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. You can head over to joy.org.au and find our program page, and that's the way you can link up with us on social media as well. You are listening to Tiana and Basha. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Nearly gave away the last song there, didn't I?
Can't do that.
Oh, it was very scary. Look, you are with Basha and Tiana on Joy. Look, if you want to get into the conversation, you can do so. Some people have. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email us at onair@joy.org.au. However, if you want to get in touch with us, you can go over to joy.org.au and find our program page. And that way you can link up with us on social media and like our page.
And send us lovely messages and photos.
Well, yeah.
We haven't had photo updates for a while.
I know. I'm missing the photos.
Ben, I'm missing photos. Yes, I'm referring to you, Ben.
Look, we have had a couple of really interesting texts. I'm going to get to those in a moment.
Now, we received a message from somebody who's just moved to Melbourne. She hasn't included her name, but she's just moved to Melbourne and she wants to know about any sort of community, lesbian community groups. So we thought of two. So number one is Bimbos.
Bimbos.
Yeah.
Bimbos on Brunswick Street. It's been running for over a year now.
Mm.
And it used to happen every Thursday, but now it happens every month on the first Thursday of the month.
It does.
It does. And basically it's just a group of girls who get together, have cheap pizza, a drink or not drink, doesn't matter. And it's just for new people. So if you're new to the area and you want to make some connections before you go out, it's a really fun, easy, casual, laid back kind of shindig.
Yep. And the boys are all welcome. We welcome everybody.
Of course.
So yes, there's that one. And the other thing I was thinking of is the Lesbian Social Friends Club or Fun Club.
Social Fun Club.
Fun Club. There you go. I'm thinking I know it was something. But
Lesbian
yes.
Social Fun Club.
Oh, I just think it's a friends club because we're all friendly. And they're on Facebook, so you can find them. They're a great organisation and, you know, they're run by the lovely Natsuki.
She's amazing.
She is, and she gives really good hugs. And, yeah, they run some great events. Now, if you're not out on Facebook, you can check them out. They have a meetup group. So if you go and find them on the meetup group.
Meetup.com.
There you go. Thank you.
Type in Lesbian Social Fun Club.
And they'll come up. Now, the group is closed, so you will have to send them an email so Natsuki then approves them. I think sort of
you
on a weekly basis.
You can ask to join, yeah.
Yeah, you ask to join and then she'll let you in.
Yeah.
And it's quite private. So, again, if you're not out on Facebook, go there and you can find out what's happening in the lesbian community for ladies. Mm. So hopefully that has helped you. Anonymous.
We don't know who you are.
We don't know who you are.
Tell
but
us
that's
who
okay.
you are.
We will find you.
Actually, I do know. I do know. It's Kelsey.
Oh, she written in now?
She has.
Oh, she was listening.
Kelsey has shared with us that she had a really difficult time at school. When she was 16, not having figured out her sexuality, a group of girls nicknamed her a dyke and adamantly tried to convince her that she was a lesbian in a really nasty way. It made coming out later really hard because she had so fiercely denied it and because it felt like it was letting the bullies win. And I can really relate to that. I had very similar experiences.
Yeah, see? Mm. Now, we did get a really interesting email. Now, you're going to read it out.
It was
quite long.
So this is from Steve, who is a Joy member. You can become a Joy member by going to joy.org.au. I have to say that. Anyway.
No, you don't have to. You want
I
to.
I want to because it's really important that people support Joy. Anyway,
exactly.
Steve has written this email, which is very long and good on him. He's got a bit of a problem. He's not sure whether he should be blunt in conversation and ask his boss if she's gay. So a little bit of a backstory here. This woman is an absolutely terrific manager. He gets on really well with her. But she's very private, as a lot of us are. And he's, I guess you could say him and his partner work in the same company. There's a lot of other gay people in that company. They don't really have an issue. And she only refers to her partner, nothing else. So she's very careful with her wording, which I like. Now, apparently the other day he got into the car with her and the radio came on and it was Joy. And she quickly changed the station to another boring station that we won't mention the name of. And he's had private conversations with her recently and figured out that she's a very big supporter of Joy and very aware of all Joy programming. So he's pretty sure that she's a sapphic sister.
Mm.
But he's just not sure whether he should be blunt, and this is direct quote, should be blunt in conversation, just ask the question, or how do I deal about it? So, I mean, what would you do? Because apparently he's saying the rumour mill at work is totally out of control and he doesn't want to jeopardise the working relationship with her.
Look, when I speak from my own experience, I would suggest that he doesn't broach the subject with her. If he lets her know that he's quite supportive of the community and being a Joy member, you know, maybe that he is one of us, she may feel the need or the interest or inclination to at one point actually tell him. I had the situation where I had a colleague at work. We were very good friends and everything was great. And then we decided, okay, we're going to actually meet outside of the workplace and go have dinner. And I thought, this is fun. Maybe I'm going to have to actually tell her that I'm gay because, you know, I haven't told her and we've worked together, you know, quite closely for several months. So I wasn't really sure how to have that conversation with her. And I just remember thinking, I know what I'll do. So we were sitting down to dinner having a chat. And then I just said to her, by the way, I'd like to show you a photo of my ex. Now, not that I keep a photo of her on my phone. I went to her Facebook page and got a photo of her Facebook page and then handed my phone over to her and said, here you go. And she looked at it and went, oh, she's really pretty. And, oh, that's cool. You know, and then everything was okay. And she understood. And I explained to her the fact that I'm not out in the workplace and that I don't do it.
Yeah.
Because of, as Steve's mentioned, you know, the rumour mill.
Yeah.
And I know he's not talking about me because I didn't work with a Steve, so because they might hear joy as I get into my car as well. And I think that's the thing, that he can let her know that he supports the community, that he, you know, is in touch with Joy and has no issue with it. And if she feels it's appropriate, she will mention it to him. Asking her point blank is putting her in a very difficult and awkward situation where you're basically going to, she's got no choice but to out herself.
I mean, chances are she probably wouldn't deny it anyway. That's
she may.
I guess, you know, from my experience, I would not point blank ask. I don't think that is appropriate, even if you do have a great working relationship. I think that you need to still maintain that level of respect when it comes to the manager and
The employee.
I think that relationship is always very tender and you've got to be gentle with it. So it's great to put yourself out there. And, you know, if she's ready, one day she might put herself out there as well.
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, I think that's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. So, look, we have had a big one tonight. We've had a lot to talk about. You can head over to joy.org.au and find our program page for all the links and events from our show this evening, and also just, you know, to say hi to us because we like that too.
We do. So have a good evening.
Have a great evening.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.